Let's open to Hebrews chapter 6, though. We're doing through a series, which I've never done. 5 years I've been with you, I've never kind of walked through a series. And so again, the first Sunday, basically, of every month after the adult social, we'll be looking at the series. So we're on session number 2 of Hebrews chapter 6. And so jumping to verse 1, it says this. It says, "Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death." That's number 1. We did that a month ago. "And faith in God." That's number 2. That's what we're going to talk about. And verse 2, it says, "Instruction about baptisms. That would be number 3. The laying on of hands is number 4. The resurrection of the dead. 5, and eternal judgment. 6, that'll be way in June, you know, in the summer. And God permitting, we'll actually get through all of that teaching in June, and we'll you know, see what God is up to. So I'm excited for that. I look at this, I preached this many, many years ago. I've been pastoring for almost 20 years now. And like anything, as we grow and mature, as we kind of keep reading and kind of peeling back and looking at layers of the scriptures, we sometimes see it differently, don't we? When we say, like, this is my favorite scripture, and you read it, and then 10 or 20 years later, you read, like, oh my God, I never. Or somebody's written a book, or you hear a conference or a podcast, you're like, wow, that's just a new revelation. And so something so simple, though, but it's so profound, is to understand kind of the different parts of this. So when it says not laying the foundations of repentance that lead to death and faith in God, there's these two elements here that fit nicely together. And then it goes on to say instruction about other things. But do you see those first two are very important? It's the foundation. We're laying a foundation of something, and then we're going to add on that foundation something else. And so we think about the people that were hearing that message for the first time. You know, they only had, not like you and I, they only had the Old Testament at that point. So they had all this, where we have Matthew, here we go, Matthew, there we go. They only had the Old Testament to refer to. And then Jesus shows up on the scene, and then this teaching starts to come out. And we've got to understand some foundational teachings that relate to where the Old Testament would point to, but now it's actually alive in front of their face. And God is saying, I want to teach you these elements and how it all fits together so beautifully. And so once we understand those fundamentals of that foundation, then we can begin to build upon that. And I love that idea. And so the first century Christians were receiving this doctrine for the first time, and it was like, oh, this is rich. And if we think about last week when I talked about the soil, I said, oh, we need some dark soil in this church. We need to get some, like, really fertile soil in this church. And so how do we do that? How do we actually get our soil to be ready for that? Because when seed is spread, when the gospel is shared with you, does the seed land on good soil? Do the roots go down into that good soil? And what is that? That's our foundation, isn't that? So how good is our foundation? How well have we invested in that foundation before we start adding things to it? Because if we add too quickly, like anything without a good foundation, it just crumbles to pieces. It's not going to stand. It's like kids at school. They do this quite often. They have popsicle sticks. So you got like 1,000 popsicle sticks. Let's see if we can build like the toughest bridge out there. And then they start putting weight on it. And then eventually it's going to crumble. And if you haven't built it well, it's going to crumble quickly. But if you've built it well and it's got a good foundation, the structure is right, it can withstand a lot of weight. And so it's similar to us. How good is our foundation? How much have we built upon that? And again, we see those kind of principles. I think about it like this. A house. How often do you go by somebody's property and you're like, it's taking forever to get that foundation going. You know, all this groundwork and digging a hole and pouring the concrete. And then all of a sudden, the next day you drive by, boom, walls are up, roof's on. Like, overnight, you're like, wow, oh, there's a house there all of a sudden. But it took forever just to get there. Why? Because there's so much investment in that foundation. And so for you and I don't know how much time we invest in our foundation. I just want to get to the next thing. I want more knowledge, more information, next podcast, speed it up to 1.5 times because I can retain the information quicker. I can't talk that fast. But you know what I'm saying? We just want more. But we sometimes got to slow down and really question, like, okay, do I actually have a good foundation on that thought? Do I have the right information on that so I can build well? Because we don't want just a